At the Home Depot, we have the tools for you to give the gift of a smarter home with savings on top brands, like the Google Hub, a command center for your smart devices that raises the IQ of your entire home, or the Nest Learning Thermostat that helps you conserve energy and save on your bill. And if you don't know what to get, gift cards are a smart gift no matter what they get. So this year, gift smarter with savings on tools to make your holiday magic. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the unspoken rules in talk radio is never talk about other people's weather. But we got to talk about other people's weather for just a moment. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And we are so glad you are hanging out with us today in our frozen Southern Command. Now, just a fair warning. We have an incredible show lined up for you. Our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be here. We've got lots of great guests lined up, lots of great topics. But there could be the possibility that we lose power during the program. And if that is the case, our friends at Westwood One, and they are the satellite distributor of this radio show, they have an emergency backup of the show ready to go. Now, we are hoping, we are praying that we don't have to do that. But we are in the throes of a major ice storm here in Memphis, Tennessee. I think most of the country, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think most of the country is dealing with some sort of a massive winter weather event, all the way from the panhandle of Texas all the way up to the great state of Maine. But you folks in Maine, you folks listening to us on WLOB, you guys are used to this. This is like summertime for you folks. But we are in the middle of a major, major ice storm, and tens of thousands of people are without power, and it's only going to get worse. And as bad as the storm is, Grace Baker, I was glancing down at a local report, and I didn't realize the winter storm had a name. So, you know, their name, the Weather Channel started this nonsense.
Oh, yes.
You know, it used to be you had hurricane season, and you named the hurricanes. But now all of the storms have names.
Do they have preferred pronouns, too?
Well, that's a good question, because the name of this winter storm, which is it's a beast.
It's a doozy.
It's called Winter Storm Landon.
Landon?
Landon.
It's so unintimidating.
Right? What about, like, I don't know, Rocky? Bubba or Rocky? Yeah. I don't know.
Bruce.
Carl. Yeah, I don't know about Bruce.
Kyle.
But I'm just saying, Kyle is good. But anyway, we're on ice over here, and I hope wherever you are around the country today, you're doing okay as we suffer through Winter Storm Landon. And probably even more upsetting, Grace Baker. You know, I'm not a cheapskate, but, you know, you got to watch your nickels and dimes.
Especially
but I thought
in today's economy.
But I thought, you know what, today we've got like an inch of ice on all the trees. It sounds like gunfire out there.
Yep.
It sounds like I-240 during rush hour in Memphis with Glocks going off. But it turns out the trees are just literally snapping in half. It's unbelievable.
It's bad.
So anyway, we were going to order lunch for the whole crew. And Grace, they canceled the delivery.
No.
No, I'm serious. We ordered like the world famous Garibaldi's barbecued pulled pork pizzas.
Boo.
Yeah.
So excited.
All right. So we'll have to come up. We'll let you guys come up with a plan B.
Okay.
Maybe somebody. Oh, by the way, I have to say thank you. Before we get into the chaos of the day, and by chaos, I mean President Biden just blew up some women and children again. overseas. We'll get to that in just a moment. But Raymond, we were talking about the William Sausage. It's a Tennessee-based sausage company, and we were bragging on them. It's a great local, you know, it's an American company, and one of their guys came over and brought by three cases of William Sausage.
I also want to point out he braved the storm too.
Braved the storm. I wonder if he could pick up our pizzas. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that. So anyway, thank you to Raymond and to the good people there at the William Sausage Company. We love you guys, and we appreciate your great products. Well, my cardiologist doesn't, but I do. All right, 844-747-8868. Write down our telephone number. You will need that today if you plan on calling in. That's 844-747-8868. We've got a big story happening with the military, and you need to be aware of this. The military has announced plans to begin discharging any soldiers who are not vaccinated. This story from the Daily Caller, all unvaccinated, Jack Curley, by the way, is the writer, all unvaccinated members of the military are to be discharged effective immediately. This is according to a memorandum sent out to all Army branches by Army Secretary Christine Wormuth. The memo brings the Army in line with the Marines, Air Force, and Navy, which have already discharged members for refusing to get the China virus vaccine. Now, according to the Army's numbers, they say that 96% of the military has already complied with the vaccination orders. And if you're doing the math, that's about 3,300 soldiers that will be discharged. Around 3,000 other soldiers have already been issued official reprimands in preparation for the final stage of discipline. So what they're doing here is that they are purging the military of anyone who does not want to get the China virus vaccine. It doesn't matter if you have a military exemption. As a matter of fact, there is a report of a chaplain in the Navy who is facing punishment because he refused to get the vaccine. And this is where we are right now, folks. It is an ugly, ugly place to be in American history, but this is the reality of the Biden administration. This is the reality of a population that simply refuses to stand up and defend their rights. And when you surrender your constitutional rights to the federal government, do not be surprised when they don't give you your rights back. So 844-747-8868, that is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I am curious to hear from family members of military members that are currently serving and what kind of discussions you're having. I mean, here you got a bunch of kids. And by the way, keep in mind, this virus is not impacting young people. The only thing that's really impacting young people is the vaccine. You've got perfectly healthy young people, and many of them, by the way, have had the China virus and have recovered from the China virus. And yet when they get vaccinated, they are more prone to keel over from some sort of a heart condition. So I'm very curious to hear from you families of military personnel and the conversations you've had as you decide what to do, because many people have been forced to get this jab under duress. By the way, our website, toddstearns.com, a great resource for you. We have some incredible things for you available there, including links to all of our stories, books that we've written, and of course our awesome newsletter and podcast, which are available to you free of charge, and we just like to do that. So we have a lot of new listeners out there, and we always like to direct people to where they can get some good free stuff. All right, we've got to take a break. By the way, are you watching the Genocide Olympics in China? It's as if, I mean, I don't know if anybody's watching this. We've got some news that's coming out of China of the non-binary type, and we'll tell you about that when we come back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so glad you're hanging out with us today. So there's a Navy chaplain, and the Navy chaplain is among the sailors who have been denied a religious exemption. So I just want you to understand how evil the Biden administration is. Oh, by the way, they had the prayer breakfast today. I'm surprised the building didn't get hit by a lightning bolt. Among the people that were invited to, it was the most godless gathering I have seen in Washington, D.C. Senator Raphael Warnock, who is the pro-baby-killing communist senator from Georgia, was invited to pray. He is a so-called reverend, but he's about as much as a preacher as Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are. So anyway, he's up there giving some sort of a prayer. Everybody just assumed he was praying to Jesus, but I don't think so. I don't see, again, I'm of the opinion, and I get a lot of flack for this, but and I'm not a theologian, so, you know, what do I know on this particular issue? But based upon my reading of the Bible, I just don't see how you can be a Christian and be pro-abortion. I don't see how you can be a good and decent Christian and think it's okay to kill an unborn baby. And if you are a preacher and you believe in pro-abortion, yeah, you're not teaching about Jesus. You're teaching about Satan. You are evil. So I don't know. Raphael Warnock, there you have it. One of the leading voices at that godless heathen prayer breakfast today. They were praying to Lucifer. Fox Business, Fox News, rather, a chaplain in the U.S. Navy Reserve said that the military is being used by the Biden administration as a nice little test group that can't say no after he said he was denied a religious exemption to the COVID-19 vaccine. The chaplain, who spoke with Fox News on the condition of anonymity, said he faces possible dismissal from the Navy after nearly two decades of service due to his decision not to get the vaccine. The chaplain has been in the military, been in the Navy for nearly 20 years. Quote, it's a kick in the gut for sure. If I lose retirement benefits that way, that would be a pretty significant burden to me and my family. At the same time, this is a fight worth fighting. I don't think this is a lawful order. So look, we were talking to somebody a couple of months back about all of this, where the military, and we were able to get some inside intel, and the military is literally telling people, you have to deny all religious exemptions. And they're actually coaching chaplains on how to convince Christian soldiers, Christian sailors, how to do the workaround. So you may have a devout Christian sailor, and he goes to the chaplain, and the chaplain is now being told to tell that young man to put aside his religious beliefs and get the vaccine. In addition to discussions with chaplains to determine whether they have a sincerely held belief, can you believe this? You've got Biden's Pentagon is going around asking devout Christian chaplains whether or not they have a sincerely held belief. I would have thrown it right back at him. Yep, I've got a sincere belief. What about you, pal? What about who do you worship? Satan? The Navy has not approved any of the thousands of requests for religious exemptions from the China virus vaccine. None. None whatsoever. Thousands and thousands of people, but none. And it's not just there. An assistant superintendent wants two-year-olds to wear face masks. Take a listen.
Full mask compliance later down their growth as students, right? So when they're at, it's like if you're a two-year-old, you're trying to help them practice for age three, and then four when they're going into pre-K classrooms, and then from there you're trying to help them get into normalized situation wearing masks potentially in a kindergarten classroom and so forth, right? So that's what we're trying to do, and it is with a developmental lens and not a you must do this or else lens.
This is happening in Raleigh, North Carolina, where they're telling children, and again, folks, this is all part of a much broader scheme. Remember what we've been talking about from day one of the pandemic, that there's no end date here. There is no, okay, we have reached this point where we're just going to do herd immunity. That's not going to happen. What that school administrator was saying is that they have to condition two-year-olds. They have to condition them to begin accepting the fact that they have to wear a face covering. And it's got to start young. Look, the radical sex and gender crowd, the LGBT folks, that's exactly what they do. That's why they're going into the kindergartens now, because they want to sow seeds of confusion in young children. And that's why we're starting to see 3 and 4 year olds announcing they're transgender or transsexual. I mean, come on. But I want to go back and play that again. Listen to what this guy's saying here, folks. They want to condition your children to accept the face mask as a regular part of life.
Full mask compliance later down their growth as students, right? So when they're at, it's like if you're a two-year-old, you're trying to help them practice for age three, and then four when they're going into pre-K classrooms, and then from there you're trying to help them get into normalized situation wearing masks potentially in a kindergarten classroom and so forth, right? So that's what we're trying to do, and it is with a developmental lens and not a you must do this or else lens.
It's just insane. By the way, Loudoun County, Virginia, now you've got the school boards in open defiance of Governor Glenn Youngkin. He's the new governor there. There is audio, and we'll try to pull this for you and play this so you can hear it for yourself. There is audio from an assistant principal at a Loudoun County elementary school, all right? And the assistant principal is telling parents, they sent out a district-wide voicemail, and they were telling the parents, if your child, let's just say you've got a first grader, so if you're a first grader, and how old are first graders? What, 5 years old, 6 years old? Yeah, right around that. So if you've got a first grader, and that first grader shows up to school without wearing a face covering, that child, not you, mom and dad, your child, your first grader, will be charged with trespassing. This is in Loudoun County, Virginia. Trespassing is a Class 1 felony that holds a 12-month jail sentence or a $2,500 fine. Sorry, little Susie. Sorry, little Billy. But you're going off to jail. Got the big paddy wagon out in front. These people are horrible. Horrible. But this is what we're dealing with here in the United States of America, folks. And it's not a pretty picture. By the way, you folks in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us, we may be the only place that still has power in the city. Now over 80,000 customers without power. This ice storm is just unbelievable. We don't get this kind of stuff down here very often. We get the snow every now and again, but we don't get the ice. And it's unpleasant because I don't care how good of a driver you are. You can't drive on that stuff. You're slipping and sliding all over the place. It's like you're in the Olympics and you're a figure skater. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstarnes.com. Lots of great information for you to check out there. Also, sign up for the newsletter, the podcast, great resources, free of charge for you. All right, when we come back, we're heading out to Salt Lake City. Republicans are meeting, and they're making lots of decisions about the midterm elections coming up. We're going to be speaking with Scott Golden. He is the executive director of the Tennessee Republican Party, and they've gone full-blown beast mode against the Democrats. You're going to want to stick around and hear that story. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By now, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and how Mike Lindell is just a great American patriot. And he is, and he has done it again with his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers designed to wear indoors or outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And they're also made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his My Slippers. So comfortable, you're going to want to get some for the whole family. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes and click on the radio listener square. Use my promo code Starnes. You're going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstocked items such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes. You can also call 800-839-8506. Use the promo code Starnes. So Joe Biden was at this national prayer breakfast today, the one where you had the pro-abortion, pro-communist senator from Georgia, Raphael Warnock, who's a minister of Lucifer, and you got Biden out there talking about the good old days. And he's going on about, well, I remember back in the day when you might have disagreed with Bull Connor and all those other segregationists, but by golly, at the end of the day, you could go out and you could have a good meal with them. Can you imagine what would have happened if Donald Trump had been giving a speech at the National Prayer Breakfast and he talked about the good old days when he could go and hang out and have a drink with a segregationist, a white supremacist? Unbelievable. But they just turn up, you know, they're like, ah, that's just old Joe. That's just Joe. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Scott Golden, who is the executive director of the Republicans here in the great state of Tennessee. Scott, I understand you guys are in Salt Lake City, Republicans meeting there. What's going on?
Well, it's been a day and a half of really good meetings and, good resolve. I was not aware that the prayer breakfast was taking place. We were all at different meetings ourselves with Ron McDaniel. A couple, a really interesting development. So, I mean, number one, kind of Tennessee related, is we are in the now what will be news today, in the top three cities to host the 2024 Republican convention for Nashville. So we are really excited about our opportunities and chances of, if we're going to when we nominate the next president of the United States, let's make sure we do it in Tennessee. So we're really excited about that. But then there's some other things that we're working through. I'm very fortunate to be a part of the debate committee. We're changing some rules out here to that would prohibit our Republican nominee from participating in the Commission on Presidential Debates. It's a long story. That might be a whole nother segment, but ultimately I think most of the grassroots Republicans out there believe that Donald Trump was not served. When you have Chris Wallace as one of the debates, Steve Scully, of course, magically blew up when he was negotiating with Anthony Scaramucci on how to get Trump during the second debate, which they ultimately canceled. This is a 501c group that was not receptive to any of the common sense reforms that we had put forward. And so this meeting is to kind of set the agenda to kind of codify that, that our Republican nominee in 2024 will not be participating with this organization.
And let me jump in here. I want to go back to the first point you were making about the selection process for the RNC. You mentioned Nashville as one of the three. What are the other two cities that are in the running?
Salt Lake City, where we are today, right now, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be Nashville. Yeah, it's got to be Nashville.
If it comes down to just a vote of the members of the RNC, we win 99-1. So it's maybe only the members from Salt Lake City would be opposed to it. But it's really exciting. Everybody would look for it. It would be a great opportunity for our state as well. I mean, this is when you host a presidential convention, you know, you're the center of the universe for that week. I mean, you know, everything from the speeches and to all the meetings that take place off site and, you know, how even people from the community can participate. And, you've been to all these conventions. You know how it goes. You're standing at a restaurant, look over, and there's Newt Gingrich, or there's, you know, some Republican luminary from the past, and, you know, you're rubbing elbows with them, and you're just having casual conversations. So it's great for the community. So we as a team are working very hard to make sure that we sell the delegates on how great it would be to come to Nashville.
Yeah, I think that's terrific. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Scott Golden. Scott, the debate thing, I am so glad that you guys are tackling that. This has needed to be this has been a problem. I mean, going back, mm-hmm. Decades. But most recently, correct. With Romney, the way Romney was treated, and McCain, and of course, correct. With President Trump. So what is the alternative? Let's say that the Republicans do not participate in the debates. Is there a plan B?
There is. We're working through it. I will tell you the chair of the full committee is David Bossie. Obviously one of the key advisors to President Trump. That actually negotiated on a lot of these different issues in both 2016 and 2020. So his information and knowledge is, absolutely has been crucial in all this. Ronna McDaniel is, 100% behind the effort. She's been a hard charger when it comes to this. So, we've traded letters with the CPD. Over and they just, have absolutely refused. I mean, everything is common sense of, your board of directors should not have negative comments towards our nominee. And that's what we had experienced. I mean, the board of directors were openly critical of President Donald Trump. And it's like, this is supposed to be a nonpartisan group that we trust that you will present information that the voters of this country need to know before they make a decision for president. And you can, their bias was dripping. So, it had been in place since 1984. So they have been in charge of these since, Reagan. What we're finding is that there are other colleges, universities, different people that really didn't know that they were going to have an opportunity to be a part of the process that are now stepping up. So, we are going to, work on our parallel track. We hope that the Democrat Party would come along with us. This could be a handshake and get it done. But, this was a monopoly. They controlled the entire debate process and basically just said, well, we're going to pick where it is and we're going to pick how it goes. And we expect you guys to be there. We're not doing that anymore.
Good. So well, I'm glad to hear that. Scott, real quick, you guys in Tennessee have done something fairly remarkable, and you've gone full-blown beast mode with the redistricting. And I think this is a terrific thing. The Democrats have been doing this for decades, and I'm excited to see the Republicans in Tennessee playing hardball.
Well, I mean, look, it's that was the decision of the state legislature. I give them all the credit. They have they went in, they worked, they looked at the district. They, the truth is obviously Congressman from Nashville, Jim Cooper, has been lobbing criticism at the Tennessee legislature for the maps. I would invite all of your listeners to go back and take a look at the district that Jim Cooper represented when he first went to Congress in the late 80s, by the way. This district was one county wide that went from Virginia to Mississippi. I mean, this is, you know, and so what the map now is that it's still very geographically close. All the districts in Nashville, that the three districts that would come in and cover Nashville are still, you know, I mean, the new one probably at low traffic is probably an hour and a half apart. So, I mean, so it, you know, for all the criticism, they are still very workable for a member of Congress. They can provide good constituent service. They were transparent in the process, and so I give the legislature a lot of credit for what they did.
All right.
And so we're looking forward to a really good 2022 cycle and the opportunity for Tennessee to send another congressman up there to fire Nancy Pelosi.
Good stuff. Scott, got to leave it there. Appreciate the great work. Scott Golden from Tennessee's Republican Party in Salt Lake City. Scott, thank you. Folks, 844-747-8868, that's our telephone number, 844-747-8868. You know, Nancy Pelosi and the hypocrisy in Washington, D.C., that has been the focus of an incredible expose broadcast by our good friends over at Newsmax. Some reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. She recently made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. So our good buddy Grant Stinchfield's been covering the story. He's launched a petition drive called Give It Back Nancy, demanding she return that $30 million to help poor families. You got to watch Stinchfield tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. And you can also sign his online petition at giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com. Newsmax now on every major cable system. They're just killing it in the ratings. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, just call and say you want Newsmax. It's that simple, folks. And of course, you can also watch Newsmax free on all sorts of great streaming platforms. We'll be right back.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
All right. Hello. Good to have you with us today here, folks. Wow, Whoopi Goldberg's really upset, and apparently the squawking magpies over on The View, the testosterone-laden ladies show, they're very upset because Whoopi got punished. Whoopi was suspended for 2 weeks for ranting a bunch of anti-Jewish stuff, anti-Semitic stuff, and everybody's going out of their way to defend Whoopi. And I find this fascinating because Roseanne Barr got fired by ABC for saying something that was far less offensive than what Whoopi Goldberg had to say. By the way, Grace Baker, I didn't realize this at the time. I mean, we talked about the fact that Whoopi actually culturally appropriated her last name.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a big no-no. Can't be doing that, right?
No,
I mean, if I, Todd Starnes, a Gentile, a Protestant, a Baptist,
a white dude,
all of us, and a white guy. Thank you for noticing that. if I were to announce that, you know what, my name moving forward is not Todd Starnes, it's Todd Starnesberger or Todd Starnstein.
Oh gosh,
you know what would happen?
Oh yeah,
there would be mass hysteria. Oy vey. I would go down, and they were like, "Oh, that's Starnes.
Get him out of here.
He's a closet Gentile. We know he eats a biscuit. He doesn't eat a bagel.
Nope.
You don't know what you don't know how to smear that bagel.
He's not a Yankee.
Oy vey. That's the only Yiddish I know. But all that to say, if I had done something, if a white female conservative had done something like that, the ABC would have fired her right on the spot.
Yep, you're right.
They did it with Roseanne Barr. And I don't know too much about her bona fides, but Roseanne was a Trump supporter, and that's what did her in. And dare I mention one Gina Carano, who was one of the stars of The Mandalorian. And what did she do? She wrote on social media that being a Republican today is like being Jewish during the Holocaust. In other words, there's a great big target on your back. Is she wrong?
And what happened to her after she tweeted that?
Boom, you're fired. You're done. She's you're gone. Canceled.
Her action figure was taken off the market, everything.
I liked her. I watched The Mandalorian.
She was one of the best parts of it. I thought it was a terrific show.
She was great.
Yep.
They launched the hashtag. The cancel culture mob came after hashtag fire Gina Carano. And, of course, Ben Shapiro. And she points out that it was a Jewish guy who saved her.
Yes. But even on Twitter about the Whoopi Goldberg stuff, she's very, you know, nice about it.
Actually, okay. It was a Jewish guy who saved all of us. But
yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. You got that. You're a Presbyterian.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, it's just, again, the hypocrisy here. People are, and Whoopi is enraged. By the way, she's never apologized.
No.
No. She's upset because you didn't understand what she was saying. Oh, we understand.
It's like one of those, I'm sorry you were offended kind of a thing.
Anyway, her last name's not Goldberg.
No.
And her first name's not Whoopi. It's Karen.
Ooh, she's a Karen.
Whoopi is a Karen.
When I saw that, I'm like, there's no way somebody named their kid Whoopi. I mean, somebody could do whatever, but Whoopi? I was like, that must be a nickname.
Years ago in Georgia, why was I down there? I was in middle Georgia, right below the Nat line. You people in Gainesville, no, Macon, Georgia is the town. Beautiful town. They had some sort of it was a sports team. For some reason, I think it was a hockey team. And that was the name of their team, Macon Whoopi.
Nuh-uh.
The Macon Whoopies. Yes, it's a Whoopi. It's a
they
little bird.
Whoopie pies?
No. It's
sorry, I didn't know that was a bird.
No, it's a Whoopi. Well, I'm assuming it was. Otherwise, they were having a lot of fun in that arena. And it wasn't just on the ice. So anyway, again, people are bringing up Gina Carano and say, well, wait a second, what about her? So look, I don't feel bad for Whoopi. I really don't.
I don't.
And the reason why, it's very simple. By the way, when Ted Danson, which she may or may not have had some sort of a relationship with, Ted Danson, they were at an event together on the platform, and he was in blackface. And everybody was just loving it.
Gosh.
Meanwhile, and the previous governor of Virginia.
True.
Who dressed in blackface, Klan robes, and did the moonwalk like Michael Jackson. That's okay.
Double standard.
But God forbid there's a 13-year-old in junior high school who wears blackface, or there's a little girl and she and her little girlfriends are having a big sleepover and they're doing facials and they've got the mud packs on and they put a picture of themselves on Instagram and all of a sudden their lives are destroyed.
Yep.
This hypocrisy is mind-blowing. And until the left actually addresses the cancel culture mob and says, you know what, we're canceling you, it's not going to get better. And people are terrified. They will not go after the cancel culture mob.
Agreed.
I say fight back. And if you're not going to fight back, well, you get what you deserve. And in this case, Whoopi Goldberg, again, she's just been suspended. She's not going to be fired.
No way. And I don't think she should be canceled. But the thing is, like you said, I mean, the left has to learn that there are consequences to this sort of thing.
I mean, what did Gina Carano say that deserved her career being destroyed?
Exactly.
Did she say anything wrong? Was she incorrect? I mean, Whoopi Goldberg was flat out incorrect.
Yes, she was flat out incorrect. And in the end, it's okay. It's your opinion. And why are you getting canceled
for your
opinion?
What Gina Carano said wasn't even offensive. She was making a very valid point, is that they are now targeting you. They're coming after you, knocking on your door. They want to make you wear a badge, just like the Jews in Nazi Germany had to wear a badge. Jewish businesses were targeted. They're doing the exact same thing here in America. it really is a fair comparison. Now, you may find that offensive. Okay, great. You know what? That's your opinion. That's America. That's what that's all about.
You can have a differing opinion.
But to say, okay, we're going to fire Gina Carano because, oh, really?
Or well, something on her personal social media account, by the way. It's not like she was, like, posting on the Mandalorian's account or something.
It doesn't matter. Boom, you're out of there. You're gone. By the way, that Jeff Zucker story, there's more to that.
Uh-oh.
I mean, there's a lot more to that. Megyn Kelly and others are weighing in on it. And we're going to talk more about that later on in the program. I don't think it had anything to do with the fact that he was shacking up with the help. I think there was something else going on. I'll tell you about it coming up after the break. 844-747-8868. Simple question here, folks. How do you fight back against the cancel culture mob? What do you do? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, you are going to love Viator. Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. And for me, Sun Valley skiing is huge on my bucket list. So I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, custom ski and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to our condo. Pretty unbelievable. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so glad that you have made the choice to hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You're going to need this if you plan on calling in today. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, toddstearns.com. And if you have not already done so, you should consider signing up for our newsletter. It comes out every afternoon. More than 250,000 people now subscribing to that newsletter. And we love all the great stories we're able to share with you every single day. Well, of course, there's just a lot of media news happening. The big story out of CNN, where you have Jeff Zucker now out at CNN. And Brian Stelter, by the way, is accusing Chris Cuomo of being the guy to stab the boss in the back. It's a mess over there. Then you've got the situation over at The View with the squawking magpies going at it. Whoopi Goldberg, 2-week suspension. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee. And, you know, Governor, you just have to sit back and laugh as these leftists implode on the air.
You know, Todd, sooner or later, the whole cancel culture was going to come back to bite him in the rear end. I use that word rather than others that I could have, because your show is a good family show. But the fact is, this was something that we could have all seen happening. When you develop a monster in the laboratory, eventually he comes off the table and he starts killing everybody in sight. And the left has created a Frankenstein of cancel culture, and they intended it only to eat the people on the right. But now they found out that this is an insatiable, hungry monster that will eat everybody, and he's going after the people on the left and successfully taking them down. But this is of their own making, and it's sad, but you know, it's almost like you made your bed. Now you're going to have to sleep in it.
Yeah, and honestly, Governor, I don't feel sorry for any of them. And if they want to stop this, they have the ability. They can tell the cancel culture mob to stand down, but they're not going to do that. And I think, I don't know if they're terrified or they appreciate the fact that they've been so successful in canceling so many conservatives, but for whatever reason, they don't want to stop the mob.
Well, it is something that we as a culture need to stand back and take a good look at and say, this is not how a free society operates. And it doesn't matter whether it's the left coming after Joe Rogan because he dared to sit down and have a conversation with real scientists who question some of the conventional wisdom that have been put out by Anthony Fauci. You know, he didn't advocate so much for a position. He simply gave it attention. He simply said what the CDC has now said. That is, cloth masks don't work. Lockdowns didn't work. And that's what science has affirmed. He gets in trouble for it. It's just crazy. But we have the great minds of our day, Neil Young and Joni Mitchell and Joy Behar, that somehow think that we care deeply what they think. And I think they may be discovering we really don't.
It's a fair point. By the way, we had the executive director of the Tennessee Republican Party on the last hour. You'll be happy to hear this news. They have announced, I think they've narrowed it down to three possible sites for the RNC. Salt Lake City, Milwaukee, and Governor, the one I'm excited about, Nashville.
Wise choice. That's honestly a great place for it. It's in the middle of the country, easy to get to, great commercial air service from all over the nation, has the most phenomenal venues and hotel capacity because it's such a tourist town. They would do well to come to Nashville for the RNC. Smart move. Let's hope they're smart enough to make that decision and come here.
And best of all, within driving distance. So that's you don't have to get on board those airplanes. Governor Mike Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, you and I, we worked together at Fox News for a very long time.
Yes.
Watching the situation unfold over at CNN, I don't think they just had a come to Jesus religion moment. I think this is really the Jeff Zucker ouster. I think this is about the ratings. They were about 90% down.
You know, it's pretty remarkable when you see how far CNN has fallen. You know, it was the very first cable news channel. They developed something that was innovative and unique. You got to give Ted Turner credit for that. He had a vision for it. And quite frankly, for more than a decade, CNN really did provide what I thought was very credible news coverage, much more so than you would see on some of the networks. But they became a tool for the left, and it got so much worse once Jeff Zucker got there. Because John Klein, who ran the network before, was really a pretty straight-laced guy, and I thought, you know, kind of managed a pretty good news operation and believed in genuine journalism. Jeff Zucker, he's a tabloid guy. I mean, it's very evident that he used this as his own personal plaything to go after his enemies and to make his friends look good. The ratings have completely fallen apart. Their credibility has been long gone, and I'm not sure what they can do to repair it. It's going to require a dramatic change, not only in leadership, but they're going to have to pretty much take a Hoover vacuum cleaner to the anchor desk and restart the whole thing.
You know, I mean, and going back, and I remember I was a little kid when CNN kicked off, but I do remember growing up and thinking, wow, you know, this is a place where I would want to work as a journalist. I mean, it was pretty much fair and balanced, and they had those old, they had the husband-wife anchor teams back in the day. And then, of course, they had Crossfire, so at least they were trying to do some fair and balance in the coverage. And now it's just off the charts horrible. And MSDNC is not too terribly far behind them, Governor.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I would even put them in the same league. I call them BSNBC. And they're horrible, but they're horrible in a more sophisticated way. You know, they basically have decided that they are unapologetically a little forum for the little group of elites, both in D.C. and in New York, and they don't care what anyone else thinks, and they don't care if anyone else watches.
True.
And it's a doggone good thing because no one else does watch. But they do have the circle of their tribe, and they watch and congratulate themselves on how much smarter they are than the rest of us. And that's been their way. CNN has tried to be the everyman channel, but they failed miserably because they have just completely swallowed everything ideologically on the left.
Governor Mike Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor, earlier today they had the National Prayer Breakfast. when the Democrats are in charge, it's always an interesting affair. You had Biden talking wistfully about the good old days when you could disagree with the segregationist and then go have supper with them. And then you had Raphael Warnock, the pro-abortion, pro-communist preacher from Georgia, actually delivering the prayer. And I don't know why that rubs me the wrong way, Governor, but it just seems, I don't know, evil in my estimation.
Well, I miss the days when you had, you may remember Mother Teresa, who spoke when Bill Clinton was president. And she stood there at the podium with him just 3 feet away and openly talked about the evil of abortion and how that it was a scourge on the world. And his face got redder than it normally gets, which is pretty red. And you could tell that he was seething. But what are you going to do? Be mad at Mother Teresa, for heaven's sakes? But that was a voice of a real voice of truth and a prophetic kind of delivery that you don't see very often anymore.
It's true. Governor, what do you have coming up on the big show this weekend?
Rudy Giuliani is going to be with us in studio. We're going to talk about what's happened to New York. And will Eric Adams be able to make any changes? But really what is happening there is symptomatic of what's happening in the rest of the country. Every major Democrat-run city is being overrun with crime. And he's somebody who understands what has to be done in order to return back to a civil order. And this is important for people across the country. So he's going to be one of our special guests this week. And I don't know of anybody who can speak to it with greater authority than a guy who took it from the days of David Dinkins and restored it to a place where you could take your kids.
By the way, Rudy, so Rudy is in the middle of this Hollywood controversy, too. I hope you get to the bottom of this. He was one of these masked singers, this TV show. It's a really odd show. But apparently two of the judges walked off the stage in protest when they found out it was Rudy.
You know, I was not aware. I'll have to check that out and ask him about it. Maybe I will ask him to bring his mask and he can sing with Trey Corley in the band tonight. That would be unique.
I love it. That's amazing. This just blew up last night, and Hollywood's going nuts over this, but it's almost to the same level as when Sarah Palin was on that show and she was dressed up as a dancing bear or something. It's a very weird show. I don't understand, but anyway. Governor, we're going to leave it there. We always enjoy Saturdays. It's a great show, and we appreciate you coming on the program. I hope you're not caught up in this ice storm.
Well, I got to Nashville a day early because Little Rock is totally frozen over. And instead of, I was in California earlier this week and I was supposed to go home and I said, if I go home, I'll never get out of there. But all my family, they're all locked down and iced up just like you are over in Memphis. So it's a tough time to be in the Mid-South where we do not know how to handle ice on our roads.
Which is why we live down here. So,
yeah.
So, exactly. All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, ladies and gentlemen, and you can see his amazing show. It is one of the top-rated weekend cable news shows in all of America on TBN. We have a link to the governor's page on toddstarns.com. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free telephone number. You folks in Memphis, by the way, 108,000 customers now without power. It is getting ugly out there. And again, just to give you a fair warning, we are a nationally syndicated program, but we originate from Memphis. And unfortunately, if the power goes out in our facility, we do have a backup show that will immediately kick in. The great engineers here, as well as Westwood One, are doing their best to keep our program on the air. But look, this is nothing unusual. I think most of the country is dealing with some sort of a crazy winter weather today. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Change your vehicle's oil before your summer road trip and save money now with Pennzoil and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $22.95 after mail-in rebate. Save money and protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you.
Grace, what are we going to do if we lose power? Do we have a plan B? Do we have firewood?
Oh, gosh. You know, we might be a little underprepared in that department.
That's
maybe
accurate.
We can use old CNN articles as kindling.
I wish, you know, I ran out of Al Gore's book, An Inconvenient Truth.
Uh-huh.
You know, the global. I used to use that as fire starter back in the day.
It's a good one.
So,
good one.
Wow, what are we looking at here? So you sent me some video.
Yes.
We got to get this up on the website. What is this? It looks like.
That's a good question. It looks like a guy looking into his backyard and a tree has fallen onto a power line and then the power line sparking and going
crazy. So the
crazy.
Power line exploded, and
yes.
There's a huge fire now, and the tree is burning. It's
chaos.
Like, it's the apocalypse.
It is.
The apocalypse,
This is in Memphis.
Jeez, Lou. You folks in, I get it, you folks in the Northeast, you guys, you're laughing at us, but we just don't get this kind of weather in the southern states at all.
Never. And I'm putting this in the live show blog just so people can see how terrible.
Good. It's absolutely insane, this video.
Like, yes, we're wimps, but also this is crazy.
Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Grace Baker, I want to talk about this story from the Daily Wire that is very disturbing. So a biological man who transitioned to a female,
yes,
now identifies as an animal.
Is it a female animal or a male animal, though? That's the question.
It's... Oh. Is that the... No way. Is that the guy?
Oh, no.
Is that the guy? Is
it
that the actual
be.
Wolf? So, this is a real story.
Oh, no.
Naya Okami is a biological man who thinks he's a woman, and now he claims to be a wolf. As in a...
That's so creepy, especially with the storm.
Oh.
If our power goes out, that wolf might come storming in here.
Mr. Okami was on a morning show, and he identified as Otherkin Therian. So he's an Otherkin Therian. That's what they call themselves. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Never in my entire life.
By the way, I'm going to call an audible. Years ago, there was a TV show. I'm going to give a trivia question. We got to give something away today.
Okay.
Years ago, there was a TV show, and it was based on a man who was also an animal. What was the name? What was the name of the TV show? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-74. You can't answer it, Grace.
I know, but I'm just thinking it. I'm like, I think we, being from different generations, I've got
true.
A different answer
this
in my
true.
Head.
This is true. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This was a long time ago that this was a TV show.
See, I'm thinking like the Twilight Saga with the werewolves, the guys that turn into wolves.
No. This was back in the 1980s.
Mm.
This person was a shapeshifter. So if you know, give us a call. So anyway, this guy is Naya Okami, is a biological man, identifies as a woman, and claims to be a wolf. And during the interview, the guy says, I think a lot of people have a misconception that I think I am literally a wolf. Well, yes, you identify as a wolf. Quote, I have a serious job. I pay my bills and pay my taxes. This is just how I spiritually express myself. If I'm at work or in the grocery store, I'm not going to bark and howl at my cashier. And then, in the middle of all of this, he starts howling at the morning show TV host. That is so creepy. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Nathaniel from Oregon, listening to us on the great KYKM. All right, Nathaniel, what was the show?
Is it Teen Wolf?
No, it's not, but good. That's a good guess. This was, again, back in the 1980s. Let's go to Vicky on WDUN in the great state of Georgia. Vicki, how are you today?
I am great. How are you doing?
I'm good. And Vicki, real quick, what is the answer?
Manimal with Simon McCorkindale.
Oh, yes. Right. Vicki, yeah, you know your manimals. You are correct. Don't go anywhere, Vicki. We're going to get you hooked up with a prize. It was a shapeshifter. He could turn into any animal he wanted to solve crimes. I like that show. It was a good show back in the day. All right, got it. All right, stop with the wolf. Jeez, Alou. I wonder how he uses the bathroom.
At the Home Depot, we have the tools for you to give the gift of a smarter home with savings on top brands, like the Google Hub, a command center for your smart devices that raises the IQ of your entire home, or the Nest Learning Thermostat that helps you conserve energy and save on your bill. And if you don't know what to get, gift cards are a smart gift no matter what they get. So this year, gift smarter with savings on tools to make your holiday magic. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
All right, so Grace Baker, back in the 1980s, there was an action adventure TV show, and that was like you had the A-Team, you had MacGyver, the real MacGyver, not the the new one,
not the fake one,
and then you had shows like, of course, you had David Hasselhoff, Knight Rider, and you had Manimal, which was It's the most ridiculous TV show. But it's about a guy who shapeshifts and he can turn himself into any animal he wants to.
I mean, literally.
And solve crimes.
I thought the first guy that came on was right with Teen Wolf, because that was my immediate first thought was Teen Wolf.
I told you it was old school. Old school. Anyway. So, yeah, the time kind of got away from us, but that was one of the great shows. We'll throw out another trivia question later on in the program. Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Great to have you with us. There's a terrific column in The Federalist about young Americans, and we've had this conversation for a long time on this program about whether or not you really need a college education. Joy Pullman is the executive editor of The Federalist, and the great column, Young Americans, Leave Those Creepy College COVID Camps and Start Your Careers Now. Joy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, Joy, I'm curious what prompted you to address what I consider to be a very important subject, especially when it comes to America's young people.
Well, I've been an education reporter for many decades, so I already knew a lot of the data that I cite in the piece about the fact that for half or more of college students, they objectively do not learn a thing in the 4 or 5 years they spend at college. You know, so that right there is a total waste of time and money. But what really prompted me to write this now was these conversations that I have been having with lots of young people that I know who feel completely trapped in their campuses by all this COVID theater. And it's not just theater as if, it's some kind of outward trapping. You know, all of the masks and the testing and the constant rolling shutdowns and the restrictions from the friends going on 2 years now. I mean, we know from the data that, there are more young people who have had physical harms to their lives. We're talking suicide, depression, drinking, opioids, pill abuse. Many, many more young people are being affected by that because of these restrictions than are at risk from COVID or have even, had any negative consequences from COVID. So it's completely out of bounds. And it's just, when you read stories about somebody's precious young person, killing herself or himself because of this situation, and you see, your friends, children there, your family, they're under the same circumstances. At the same time, we have job market desperate for warm bodies that will train anybody. You have, career opportunities, especially in the trades. People can be earning median family income within a couple of years of getting in these apprenticeship programs. Like, it's just a no-brainer. Save yourself, set yourself up for life, get out of that that COVID camp and get, set yourself breathing some fresh air and making money instead of spending it.
Yeah, I go back to the Obama years when there was this hard push to get every single person in America to go to college, and they almost made you feel like you were lesser than as a person if you, you know, did not want to get a college degree. And then Trump comes, President Trump turns around, and I think, Joy, I think one of the president's, President Trump's greatest achievements was reinvigorating the trade industries and the fact that you can go to a trade school and you don't have to get a college education.
Absolutely, and those are excellent jobs. You know, again, I know I have a number of friends who have been, you know, been in them a couple of years or long-term or even just starting right now. Those are amazing benefits. The job security is great. The skills that you learn on the job, the possibilities for advancement, you know, it's just there's so many benefits out of those sorts of things. They're absolutely family kinds of jobs, you know, lifetime jobs. And they're, you know, anyway, so I honestly, there's nothing wrong with college for some people. For some people, it's a good decision. But, you know, the idea of college for all, especially in the environment that we're in, is just absolutely ridiculous. And it's harmful to, you know, put people into boxes that are not a good fit for them. We have got to get into individual fit, you know, and thinking about what each person's potential and opportunities are, and including all of those direct on-ramps to a career in the mix for the good of young people in our future.
No, I'm with you 1,000%, and I've got a couple of younger Star Ames family members, one of whom decided, you know what, that college is not, they said college is not for me, wanted to become a mechanic, open up a garage.
Mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm.
You know, the kid's making, what, $60,000, $65,000
yep.
a year, and his siblings are, you know, just nearly drowning in college debt.
Oh, no, I mean, I know a young man, 17 years old, he started year and a half ago at a mechanic shop. You know, the mechanic, the owner of the shop loves him already and is planning to turn his business over to him when he retires, you know, in about a decade. You know, my brother started on with a lawn company, and now, you know, that company is paying for him to get architectural, you know, sculpting and design, yard design classes while he works, no debt, making, you know, great money every year, you know, not wasting his life in a four-year college that he doesn't need. You know, so that's an amazing start to someone's life. You know, they're set up in life already at 20, 22 years old. You know, they have their whole futures ahead of them and really exciting prospects. You know, without, you know, just treading water, spending money, being indoctrinated, being abused physically by these COVID mandates. I mean, honestly, I think it's a no-brainer right now.
Joy Pullman is the executive editor of The Federalist. She's on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Joy, when you do the deep dive into this, have you gotten to the bottom of the question I think a lot of people are asking? Why is the left so determined that everybody get into a college classroom? If they're not learning anything, what's it's a softball, Joy. It's a softball.
I would say two things. I mean, we already...
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we may have had a power issue here. We're trying to reestablish contact with Joy Pullman. We told you this might happen as we deal with this winter storm that is impacting a good chunk of the country, and including our flagship station, KWAM. Folks, we're going to take a break, regroup. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
All right, folks, sorry about that. Poor Joy Pullman. But it is a terrific piece, and we have a link to the column she wrote over on todstearns.com on the live show blog. And we will, you know, I encourage you to check that, and we'll get Joy back on. But this is a big issue. For 8 years, you had President Obama and his entire administration telling you that you had to have a college education. And if you did not get a college education, you would not be a success in life. You would not be able to live the American dream. And there was something wrong with you. You were a lesser than person. And the question I asked Joy right as we lost the phones, I said, why do you think that is? Why do you think that the Democrats were so determined to get every single American child into a college classroom? And I'm going to answer that question for you because it's very simple. It's all about indoctrination. The only way that the socialists can take over this country is through the minds and the hearts of our kids. And that's why they have taken over our public school classrooms from K through university level. And we let them do it. And fortunately, you've got moms and dads all over the country that are starting to rise up and say, well, wait a second, something's not right here. We can't believe you're teaching our kids this. And the good news, ladies and gentlemen, is that when you do stand up, you can make a difference. You can facilitate change. Now, earlier I told you about this school teacher or this school administrator. And they sent out a massive voicemail to every parent in the school district saying, and again, this goes back to the indoctrination. And before we play that, I want to go back and play another piece of video from a school administrator in North Carolina who said, hey, look, we've got to start training kids as young as 2-year-olds to wear a mask so they will think that's normal.
Full mask compliance later down their growth as students, right? So when they're at, it's like if you're a 2-year-old, you're trying to help them practice for age 3 and then 4 when they're going into pre-K classrooms. And then from there, you're trying to help them get into normalized situation, wearing masks potentially in a kindergarten classroom and so forth, right? So that's what we're trying to do. And it is with a developmental lens and not a you must do this or else lens.
It is a you will do this or else there will be a price to pay, which brings us to what's happening in Virginia, Loudoun County. Listen to this.
Until you arrive, your children will be held in an in-school restriction situation here at school. It is important that I point out to you, it's stated in the letter that you'll receive, but it's important that I point out to you that they are not allowed on campus or on Loudoun County public school property. Starting tomorrow, it will be considered trespassing. So it's important that I make that statement to you. But we'll look forward to hearing from you via phone so you can let us know when you'll be able to pick them up.
So how long can they be suspended for?
The guidelines that we're receiving from the county is student suspensions will end as soon as they are fully following mitigation policies.
Unbelievable. This is what your kids are having to deal with. But I am curious, those of you listening to us who did not go to college, you decided, you know what, that's not for me. Some of you may have gone to a trade school. Some of you may have just said, you know what, I'm just going straight into the workforce. I know what I want to do. I want to start my own business. I would love to hear from you. And I think the younger people that listen to this show, we've got a lot of kids, homeschool families, and they actually carve out a portion of their day so they can listen to this show. I think those kids need to hear from people like you. People, you know, they do the career days at school. Do they still do those? It's been a long time. But they bring in a guy, you know, your dad is a firefighter or a police officer or a lawyer or a doctor, and you'd talk to the kids and give them a little taste of what, well, this is what I do. But I'm wondering maybe if we ought to start inviting small business owners. Maybe we should invite people who are entrepreneurs. But I'm curious, you know, what was your experience like by not going to college? Do you regret not going to college? Or if you have a college degree, do you regret going into that much debt? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Rebecca writes in, Todd, I wish my daughter would not go to college. Leslie writes in, you know, a lot of people, instead of going to college, they would go into the military. But these days, as Leslie says, Todd, the military is a joke these days. And I know Leslie's catching some flack from some of our listeners. Look, we love the military. We love our fighting men and women. We love and we honor our veterans. But the reality is that the military is a mess right now. How many service members, how many veterans and lawmakers have we had on over the past month who are very, very concerned about military preparedness? Because the woke ideologists have taken over. I mean, this is a big, big deal. So, Grace, before we go to, you know, we're going to take a break at the top of the hour, but I got to throw out another trivia question. We're just going rogue. We're off the grid, and we're going to see if the phones actually work. So we're doing a test run here.
Oh, boy.
Because we lost poor Joy. The phones just
yes.
went kaput.
I texted her. I was like, look, we're in a winter storm. It's chaotic, but we'll have you back on soon.
You know what we should have done is that, you know, because I think we have AT&T for our phones here. We should have gone. If Patriot Mobile had landlines, we'd be all over that.
Yeah, definitely.
All over that. All right. So there is a great TV show from the 1970s, Grace Baker, called All in the Family, Archie and Edith Bunker. One of the best TV shows of all time. Please tell me you've heard of All in the Family.
I have heard okay. of it, but have no
right,
idea
good.
Of its
no,
content.
That's okay. That's okay. It's a great show. All of the Family, Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, incredible actors. There was a very popular spinoff of that TV series. It was a spinoff about their next-door neighbors. What was the name of the spinoff from All in the Family?
I have some theories.
844-747-8868. We're testing the phones here. I hope it works. 844-747-8868 if you know the answer to the trivia question.
Is it called With the Neighbors?
No. That's not
the All
answer.
In the Family, All the Neighbors.
No, you can't guess, Grace. This
but
is for our listeners.
I know I don't have it right.
Sweet mercy. No, that's not right.
You don't want me on your trivia team, clearly, when it comes to entertainment.
Tuesday, you know, we haven't done trivia in a long time.
I know.
At the Brookhaven.
Brookhaven Pub and Grill.
Brookhaven Pub and Grill.
Love them.
By the way, great food, but I had a blast. We did a trivia time. The whole group got
yes.
together.
That was when Avery Bryson was in town. We had Caleb Park.
So
we
had
just missing producer Kyle.
So Caleb was like our religion and theology guy.
Yes.
Avery was the pop culture science fiction guy.
Yes.
And Mr. Producer was sort of like all around knowledge.
Sports particularly.
And all that. And
so
I'm your political guy. You were there with the dog.
Oh.
Merlot.
I was moral support.
You were like the team cheerleader.
Yep.
We did pretty well against the other teams.
We
though.
Did. At the very end, we were holding our own. And then all of a sudden, a couple questions, we were like, we have no idea.
We were out. We were leading most of the night. And then we got deep six.
Yep.
That's
took a nosedive.
I don't think our phone lines are still not working here, folks.
More
so we're dealing with we're dealing with some challenges due to the weather, and we appreciate you guys hanging in there and being supportive of us as we're trying to get through all of this. By the way, I just want to say thank you to our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And one of the great things about Patriot Mobile, and you may not be aware of this, much like Mike Lindell, they go to all of these great rallies and events, things like CPAC. As a matter of fact, that's where I met the owners of Patriot Mobile. They had a booth right down from ours and got to hang out with them. And we found that they were very good and decent and great American patriots. And they are out there fighting the good fight for us. And they're throwing their financial support behind a lot of organizations that are fighting for our freedoms. And I just want to say thank you to Patriot Mobile for supporting this radio program. They sponsor our Newsmaker line. And they have some great deals for us and for our listeners. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use, and they have plans to fit any budget. Are you a veteran? Are you a first responder? Well, if so, they're going to give you even greater discounts. And it's very easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And if you use my name, Todd, they're going to hook you up with some incredible incredible discounts. By the way, a North Carolina listener just wrote in, wants to know if I am a snow skiing person or a beach kind of a person. Yeah, I'm going to go with beach. I'm not a big fan of the snow. And I went skiing once, and I inadvertently started an avalanche of sorts. So I'd rather take my chances with the fishes of the sea. Hey, folks, another hour from snowed in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed-up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so glad to have you with us today. A lot going on around the country. President Biden, by the way, in New York City, making a fool of himself and demonstrating once again that he doesn't know anything about firearms. We're going to get to that in just a little while. Remember, it was Joe Biden who suggested just shooting a shotgun through the screen door. Remember that? The guy is completely clueless. Anyway, we're going to be hopefully opening up the phone lines if we can get the phones back up and running. ToddStarnes.com is our website. We have all sorts of great information, news that you can use there on ToddStarnes.com. Oh, I've got to play this audio. This slipped through earlier in the program. So a few days ago, we were telling you about the Democrat hypocrisy surrounding the face burkas. Rules for me, but not for thee. I believe that is the mantra of Gavin Newsom and London Breed and one Eric Garcetti. Now, Eric Garcetti, all seen, videoed, photographed at the football game on Sunday without wearing a face mask. But Garcetti says, no, 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 no. No, that is not accurate. He says that whenever he removed his face mask, he held his breath.
I wore my mask the entire game, and when people ask for a photograph, I hold my breath, and I put it here, and people could see that. There's a 0% chance of infection from that.
Grace, that could be why the poor guy looked purple in a couple of the photographs.
That would explain a lot.
I mean, you know, you're taking a big gulp of air. And then you got to smile for the camera. How do you do that? I mean, the guy was smiling in all of his photos. How do you do that? How do you hold your breath and smile? Are you okay,
Todd,
there, Grace?
I was trying to do it. It's really difficult. I'm sorry. It was really difficult.
It's hard.
You look kind of like you're on something when you're trying to do that.
Unless you're just
gritting your teeth.
Unless you're like a deep sea diver.
Yeah.
You know, and then you hold your breath and, you know, you go down for a couple of minutes.
Those swimmer's lungs.
So Garcetti wants you to believe that it's all okay because he held his breath when he had a photograph made with Magic Johnson. It reminds me of Bill Clinton back in the day when they asked him if he ever smoked marijuana. And he said, yes, but he never inhaled. So what does that mean? What? I'm telling you. Hey, Carrie Lake is the former TV. We've had her on the program before. She was a TV journalist. She is running as a Republican in Arizona, and man, I like her. Carrie Lake is really one of these new kinds of Republicans who are willing to stand up to the mainstream media. Of course, she was one. She was a member of the mainstream media. She is running for office, running for governor there in Arizona. She is. She was a news anchor for, what, 22 years? 22 years at the at KSAZ TV, and she stepped down, and she has been very vocal about mainstream media bias. So anyway, she conducted a master class on how all of you politicians out there should behave when you are confronted with a member of the media. Take a listen.
Do you think Joe Biden is the current president?
Well, he's obviously sitting in the White House. Do you think he's the president?
I'm asking you, but I'm just wondering, do you think that if the 2020 election was stolen, is Joe Biden the president?
Do you think the election was stolen?
I have no comment.
Do you think that Joe Biden garnered 81 million votes? Do you think the elections were fair? The problem is that the American people don't have all the answers because the media is part of the problem. Media is not reporting it. Media has never reported our forensic audit fairly. They're not reporting what's happening in Georgia. They're not reporting on these ballot traffickers that are being paid to drop off ballots. Media is doing a huge disservice to this country. And the people aren't getting the full story. But eventually I do think they will. And the media, whose numbers are dropping like a rock, are going to continue to drop. And pretty soon nobody will be watching. Because the media has turned their back on the people of America and not been honest. ABC News, CNN, MSNBC spent more than 3 years lying to the American people, saying that Russia colluded with Donald J. Trump to steal an election in 2016. And they knew that was false. They knew they were peddling lies, and they did nothing to stop it. It was a complete hoax, and it was a lie. And now they're doing the opposite. We have evidence of corruption in our election, and they refuse to cover it. They refuse to be honest with the people of this country. It is disgusting what the media has done. And I think their days are numbered when it comes to surviving all of this. The business, when you're lying to the people and you're in media, it's a bad business model.
Good for you, Carrie Lake. And that's how you do it, folks. You just throw it right back at them. And you sort of felt bad for the little reporter out there. The lady reporter, she didn't know what was about to hit her. She thought, "Oh, I got her. Oh, I'm going to be on CNN, the most profane name in news." No,
crying
guess what?
Negro Network.
No, you're not. No, you're not, darling. You're not going to be. Thank you, Judge Joe Brown, by the way. No, you're not. I hope Judge Joe Brown isn't. I hope he has power, Grace Baker. I mean, I've been looking at, by the way, pardon me for the brief aside here. We may be the only people in Memphis that have electricity.
Yeah, so if you start to see people showing up outside the door, be careful who you let in. Like, hey, they have power. Let's go to their place.
We're not going to turn people away.
No.
But keep me updated on that. It was over 100,000 customers without power.
It's pretty bad right now.
That's crazy. And it hasn't even, I mean, the bad part is still,
it's still to come.
It's still to come. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, Alou. All right, look, we're gonna regroup here. Again, we are working diligently to get the phone lines back up and running. They were taken out by this winter ice storm. What are they calling it? Winter Storm Landon?
Landon.
What's up up with the names? What's up with the names?
We got to come up with better names.
Yeah, it's
something strong like Zeus.
Zeus?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, that works.
Like, use some Greek mythology.
Claudia,
or something.
Darlene.
Darlene?
I don't know, that's a tough-sounding name.
Yeah,
Darlene.
I can see
Claudia.
If I'm thinking tough names, our friend Jerry Lynn, she's pretty tough.
Yes, Winter Storm Jerry Lynn.
Jerry Lynn.
I like that.
I love Jerry Lynn.
I don't think we've had a hyphenated Winter Storm name.
I don't think we have either.
You see, what's going to happen. There's some old codger right now down in, I don't know, DeSoto County, Mississippi. And they're sitting around the families. Everybody's sitting around the fireplace. There's no power. They're listening to us on a transistor radio right now. And you've got Grandpa. And Grandpa, well, when I was a whippersnapper, we didn't have names for winter storms. They were just storms.
And really bad and kind of bad and that kind of a thing.
It's true. It's everything is a production now, right? It's
yeah.
not just, okay, you got an ice storm. It's a really bad ice storm, but do you really need to name it like a hurricane?
Got
to
give it a personality. Just don't assume it's pronouns. That's all you got to watch out for that.
Got to watch out for the pronouns.
I mean.
You know what's going to happen. Next season, it'll be Winter Storm Landon, and then in parentheses, he/him.
Yep. Or it'll be the new thing. There'll be an article just you watch in the New York Times of, you know, too many winter storms and hurricanes are named after traditionally English-sounding names, and you'll have to, like, change up the cultures. They'll have to.
They'll have some CNN anchor, Don Lemon. Yo, man, why they keep naming all these storms after white people? Caucasians. That'll be Don Lemon.
But the thing is, I could see him saying something as stupid as that.
Oh, you know it's coming. I mean, well, remember, it was years ago. I wrote a chapter about this in one of my books. There was a guy who was very upset. And launched a petition to stop calling black holes black holes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because black...
I think I just saw another tree limb fall. I'm sorry. Black holes,
No, we have beautiful windows here, and you can see the trees just... I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
But the trees are just snapping in half.
I mean, it's beautiful until you start to hear something that sounds like gunfire, which is really branches snapping.
It's true. It's happening all over the city. Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. The Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed-up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
Joe Biden, I don't know what he's smoking up in Washington, D.C., but anyway, Biden now coming out against Glocks, calling them weapons of war. Joe Biden calling Glocks weapons of war. He also says he's not attacking the Second Amendment. He says, you know, back in the day, you couldn't go out there and buy a cannon. Well, yeah, I think you could, actually. I mean... I think you could. So he's off his rocker. So here's the deal, folks. Joe Biden is desperate. And the Democrat Party is desperate. Incredibly desperate. They know what's about to happen in the midterm election. So they're pulling out all the stops. And they're going to try to see if maybe they can declare war on the Second Amendment. They'll declare war on the NRA. They'll declare war on concealed carry. But this is bonkers that Joe Biden is out there spreading just blatantly false information about guns. President Biden speaking about the Glock, it really is a weapon of war. It doesn't deny anyone's Second Amendment rights to deny that opportunity. So the question is, you know, what are the law-abiding gun owners who are Democrats going to do? I guarantee you there are plenty of Democrats out there who own Glocks. Let's take a listen to the Biden audio.
Double-barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. Said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out, put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, who's ever coming in is not going to. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use. And in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
Good Lord, man. Just do you know any law-abiding sane gun owner who would just randomly open fire through the screen door? No, of course not. But this is what we're dealing with Joe Biden. Hey, real quick, I want to play some audio for you. We've got to circle back here to CNN. So Brian Stelter, blaming all of the hullabaloo surrounding Jeff Zucker's departure. And by the way, he was forced to resign. They were going to fire the guy because it came to light that he was shacking up with a subordinate who he was promoting. So the girlfriend was sleeping her way to the top over at CNN. Let's take a listen.
The Chris Cuomo reference. Cuomo was fired in December, and he is not going out quietly. He was fired, and there were reports that he wasn't going to get paid the millions of dollars that were going to be on the remainder of his contract. So as a source said to me earlier today, he was trying to burn the place down. He was going to court, trying to burn the place down, and claiming that he had incriminating information about Zucker and Gullist. So if that's the case, if this is a domino effect that begins with Andrew Cuomo going down the governor's office and then Chris Cuomo being fired from CNN and then Jeff Zucker losing his job at CNN, that is a remarkable domino effect, a chain of events. And I think that is part of the story.
So they're blaming all of this on Chris Cuomo. As a matter of fact, Jake Tapper is apparently furious. Everybody at CNN knew what was going on. And by the way, I know a conservative network where that kind of behavior is going on. And it's an open secret there. Look, everybody knew. So the question is, why was Zucker really forced out? What was going on there? Was it really because of that? I don't think so. But they're all blaming it on Cuomo. The girlfriend worked for Andrew Cuomo. The whole thing stinks to high heavens. Megyn Kelly, by the way, was doing an interview, and Megyn Kelly says that there's more that's going to come out, and this is going to get ugly.
The biggest takeaway for me today, because there will be more shoes to drop, mark my words, but the biggest takeaway for me today is months.
Hold on. Megyn Kelly, don't drop that bomb without following that up. What do you mean there's more issues to drop from CNN? What do you got?
There's nothing I can report to you now, but mark my words. There are more shoes to drop. How does Jeffrey Toobin still have his job after masturbating himself on his Zoom call with The New Yorker while a CNN chief legal correspondent for the Supreme Court, a dignified post that he never should have kept after that happened? How does Don Lemon still have a job after he's been credibly accused of fondling himself and then rubbing his hands all over some stranger in a bar who's got an eyewitness ready to testify as such? And how did Chris Cuomo keep his job for so long after it emerged that he was helping his brother go after the women who had been accusing him and so on after lying about it on the air and claiming he cares deeply about these issues. How? Well, now we know how. The boss had dirt of his own, and he was worried that they would turn the tables and point the finger at him, and now it's happened, and there's more to this story.
Oh, my. I mean, what else is there? I mean, really? You still have Don Lemon, who is facing some pretty serious accusations himself. That we know about. There may be other stuff out there. But you do wonder what's going on. I still contend this had more to do with the ratings. They've lost 90% of their audience. Folks, can you imagine that? 90% of their audience just poof, it vanished. People don't want to sit down and watch all that nonsense. As Governor Huckabee said, there was a time back in the day when CNN first cranked up in Atlanta, Georgia, that people really enjoyed it. It truly was a news network. And then they started adding programming. And when they did start adding the opinion programming, it was fair and balanced. But man, now it's nobody knows what it is. I mean, it's sad, just incredibly sad what the left has done to that great network, once great network. In the meantime, you've got our friends over at Newsmax. By the way, Megyn Kelly was a guest on Eric Bolling's program over at Newsmax. You've got Newsmax that's just running and gunning. And their ratings, when you talk about parity, their ratings are beating Fox News channels. What does that tell you about what's happening at Newsmax? We're very honored to be a part of the lineup over at Newsmax. And I think a lot of conservatives are beginning to migrate over. What's happening at CNN will one day happen at other networks. And I'm saying even conservative networks. If you forget about why you're doing what you're doing, you forget about the mission, you're going to go to the left, no doubt about it. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us Mike Blasey, running for Congress out of New Jersey's 4th Congressional District. Mike, hope you're doing well today.
I'm alive and kicking, my friend.
Well, the good for you. I'm glad to hear that. We just had Congressman Chip Roy on. He is so fired up over the Biden administration and their rank hypocrisy on everything from the border to race. It makes you wonder what is going to be the big issue going into the midterms.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, what's happening right now is so scary. I don't think Stephen King could write a scarier novel than what's going on right now. The Biden administration and his Democratic team of socialists are really turning our country around, and it's not a direction we want to go to. I mean, what happened to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? We're not going to let that take away from us.
There in New Jersey, Mike, what are some of the things that are the hot button issues for voters?
Well, first of all, medical freedom obviously is a big one. Governor Murphy extending his executive powers again until February 10th has got people hot. I mean, first of all, just so you know, I do support the truck drivers. I am all for them. And it's time for the people to get loud. If you get loud and you make some noise and you stamp their feet, people are going to listen. Right now, the parents that are in New Jersey are probably the most agitated and loudest group that we have right now. They're not happy with their kids being masked. They're not happy with what's going on in their schools today. I attend several Board of Ed meetings every week throughout the district, and if you see how fired up these parents are, let me tell you something, nothing's more fierce than a mama bear.
Oh, no, that's true. And especially, and I will say this, you know, I'm from the South, and of course we have our Southern mama bears, but those New Jersey mama bears are just as dangerous.
Absolutely. I mean, at what point do we decide that, listen, you know what, COVID doesn't seem to be going away, so learn to move on. I mean, these parents, the damage that's happening to their kids, it's going to be a mental and a physical issue that's going to last for years and years to come. I've actually questioned one of the Board of Ed leaders, and I said, what medical school did you go to? She goes, I didn't go to medical school. Then how do you put a medical device on our children and tell them they can't breathe? And I said to him, when I was in second grade, I used to swap lunches. You don't think these kids are swapping masks? You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's healthy at this point. We need to get medical freedom. We need these kids to have a great life. We need them to smile again. You understand? We need to see kids smiling, not hidden behind a mask.
You see, I know this is so encouraging for our listeners to hear, you know, other parts of the nation where people are dealing with the same issues. And it sounds as if the folks there in New Jersey have the same grave concerns that the folks in places like Tennessee and Georgia do.
Absolutely. This is an issue for the country. We've got to take back our country. We've got to get loud. We've got to get proud. We've got to make some noise. You know, they think we're the minority, Mr. Stearns, but we are not. We're the majority. Unfortunately, the fake news media and the mainstream media and the social media, all this nonsense has people think that they are the minority, but we're not. We're the majority, and we're getting louder and louder every day. And the people that follow my campaign and support my campaign, they are with me 100%, and I'm telling you, we don't even need bullhorns. We're getting loud.
Well, Mike Blasey's on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He is running for Congress in New Jersey, the 4th Congressional District. Mike, I know you're also an Army veteran, and there have been a lot of concerns about what's happening with Russia, Ukraine, and really military readiness. Do you think our military is ready to fight a war with Russia?
You know what? I'm not even 100% sure. Under Biden, probably not. Under Trump, most likely we probably would have been. Unfortunately, what's going on right now is I think that Biden is not capable of going into any kind of confrontation with Russia, and I'm not sure if going into Ukraine right now is the best thing for the country.
All right. Mike, how's the campaign going otherwise?
We're not running. We're flying at this point. Our momentum is high. Our momentum is hot. Our files are growing. We're out in the district every day, meeting people, shaking hands, getting to know about us and our America First agenda. Like I said, I'm not a politician. I'm a patriot. I'm a veteran. I love my country. I fought for my country, and I will do everything I can to keep democracy and the Constitution alive in our country.
I love it. I love it. Mike, we need more of you up there in Washington, D.C. God bless you, and good luck out on the campaign trail.
All right. If I may get my website, if
sure.
it's possible.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Listen, I can use the support of everybody out there. Go to www.mikeblaseyforcongress.com. Your support is necessary. We're fighting the establishment, and we are taking back our country, one district at a time.
All right. Mike, thanks a lot. Mike Blasey, everybody, running for New Jersey's 4th Congressional District. And we'll be bringing more candidates from all over America, highlighting them and their campaigns as we move along. Meanwhile, you people in Middle Tennessee, there is a huge war going on between MAGA world. So you've got Donald Trump endorsing a candidate. You've got the MAGA world endorsing a candidate. It's Robbie Starbucks, and you got Morgan Ortegas. And Trump has endorsed Ortegas. By the way, both of them, and Grace, I don't know how you feel about this. I will say this. I know a little bit about both of them, but here's the one concern I have. They've only been Tennesseans for like a couple of years.
That's a good point.
Why are people, you know, stay in your own state. Run for Congress there. Why come to another state?
Good point. No, that's a good point.
It just seems to me there are plenty of qualified Tennesseans who know the state, who've been here, they paid their dues, they're rock-solid conservatives. So why do we have a bunch of out-of-towners coming in?
I tend to agree with you. Maybe they just think it's an easy win in a red state like Tennessee. Instead of going to like California where they actually need it.
But you know what? And the same thing happened in Georgia. You folks know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about how did I just forget her name? She was the senator there. Kelly Loeffler.
Yes.
Going back to identity politics, Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, wanted to appoint a female senator. That's all that mattered. Didn't seem to matter that she wasn't a conservative. You know, she was a rhino, and you know what? You get what you vote for.
Yep.
And it's a great big mess over there. And if the Republicans, if the governor of Georgia had not played identity politics, I think they would have been a lot better off, and they would have still had at least one Republican senator in Georgia.
Completely agree. And it could have been a female still, but... You know, when you're laser focused on that, you're ruling out all these great candidates.
That's right. Kemp wasn't looking for the best person for the job. He was looking for a woman. That's who he was looking for.
Very unfortunate.
And you know what? There you go. Shame on you, too.
Yep.
But that's exactly what's happening with Biden right now. As a matter of fact, I've got to read this, folks. This just came in from the White House pool. So they asked Biden what sort of a person he was looking for. What was he looking for in a nominee? Now, what would you think? What would you think Biden would say? You're nominating somebody to the Supreme Court. You would want somebody who knows the law. You want somebody who's going to call it like they see it. I mean, right? So he says, I'm looking for a candidate with character, with qualities of a judge in terms of being courteous to what? So he's looking for somebody who's nice. He says he wants his nominee to treat people with respect. Okay, that's not what the Supreme Court is about here, folks. It's not about feelings. It's about the law. We're screwed. That's all I can say. We got to stop it, folks. We've got to stop the Democrats at the midterms. Got to do it. All right, we're going to play some audio. We got to set this up. Whoopi Goldberg, I just want to get this out of the way right now. I believe, based on what Whoopi Goldberg said, that she's an anti-Semite. She's a Jew hater. All right? I wanted to get that out of the way just so we've got these guys that listen to us in their mother's basements, and they're probably in their 20s, early 30s. They've got the Cheeto-stained fingers, and all they do is report on us. And they report back to Media Matters and all these leftist kook organizations. So I wanted to get that out of the way first. This is Whoopi Goldberg yesterday on The View talking about Jews in America.
Well, also, if you're going to do this, then let's be truthful about it, because the Holocaust isn't about race.
No.
It's not about
maybe
race.
It's about a different race.
But it's not about race. It's not about race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man.
It's about race.
That's what it's about.
But it's about white supremacy. It's
well,
about
but it's not. It's not about
ideal race.
It's not but these are two Romans. White groups of people.
Well, that how was do we black
they
people
see them as white?
And they but you're missing the point. You're missing the point. The minute you turn it into race, it goes down this alley. Let's talk about it for what it is. It's how people treat each other. It's a problem. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, because black, white, Jews, everybody eats each other. So is it, if you're uncomfortable, if you hear about mouse, should you be worried? Should your child say, oh my God, I wonder if that's me? No, that's not what they're going to say. They're going to say, I don't want to be like that.
Well, hopefully. Well, I want to be cool.
Yeah.
And
involved. Well, yeah. Most kids, they don't want to be cruel.
No, they don't. And we're living in an era where people are comparing vaccine cards to the yellow stars, where people are comparing vaccinations to what Anne Frank went through.
Yeah.
So it is necessary for kids to learn about
the Holocaust. About man's inhumanity to man.
Well, there's a whole lot of ignorance in that, folks. A whole lot of ignorance. But it is The View, the Squawking Magpies. So last night, Whoopi Goldberg, after being roasted by just about everybody, went on Stephen Colbert's show to try and explain what she meant to say when she exposed herself for being the Jew hater. Let's take a listen.
Now, you made some news this morning.
Yes.
On The View.
Yes, I did.
When y'all were talking about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And would you care to follow up, clarify what you said this morning?
I don't know.
Because it confused some people.
It upset a lot of people.
Yes.
Which was never, ever, ever, ever my intention. I thought we were having a discussion. Mm-hmm. Because I feel being black, when we talk about race, it's a very different thing to me. Mm-hmm. So I said that I felt that the Holocaust wasn't about race. And people got very, very, very angry and still are angry. I mean, I'm getting, you know, all of the mail from folks and the very real anger because people feel very differently. But I thought it was a salient discussion because as a black person, I think of race as being something that I can see. So I see you and I know what race you are. And the discussion was about how I felt about that. I felt that it was really more about man's inhumanity to man and how horrible people can be to people. And we're seeing it manifest itself these days. But people were very angry and they said, no, we are a race. And I understand. I understand. I felt differently. I respect everything everyone is saying to me. And I you know, I don't want to fake apologize. You know, I'm very upset about that people are misunderstood what I was saying. And so because of it, they're saying that I'm anti-Semitic and that I'm denying the Holocaust and all these other things, which, you know, would never occur to me to do. I thought we were having a discussion about race, which everyone, I think, is having.
Now, let me be clear. Had a Republican or a conservative television host said what Whoopi Goldberg said about the Jews and the Holocaust, they would have been called a Jew-hating Holocaust denier, and they would have been fired from their show. So what about you, people that run The View? What about you, ABC? So that made things worse last night. So then Whoopi had to come back on The View today and had this to say.
I said something that I feel a responsibility for not leaving unexamined because my words upset so many people, which was never my intention. And I understand why now. And for that, I am deeply, deeply grateful because the information I got was really helpful and helped me understand some different things. And while discussing how a Tennessee school board unanimously voted to remove a graphic novel about the Holocaust, I said that the Holocaust wasn't about race, and it was instead about man's inhumanity to man. But it is indeed about race, because Hitler and the Nazis considered Jews to be an inferior race. Now, words matter, and mine are no exception.
So there you have it. Once again, illustrating my point quite succinctly, that when the left, people like Whoopi Goldberg, when they're out there blasting conservatives or Trump for being anti-Jewish or being anti-this or anti-that, it is, in fact, the person making the accusation who is guilty of the charge. All right, we've got to take it. No, you know, I know I don't mind saying those kinds of things. Somebody's got to say it. I don't mind jumping in and saying what needs to be said. What do I get? I'm not beholden to a big corporation. I own the corporation. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Oh, now, don't get me wrong here. But look, let me explain this. I was getting some messages on the social medias. Todd, how are you okay? Are you sure it's okay for you to be talking about these issues like race? I mean, you're white. Is that okay? Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Nobody wants to talk about this, but it's the elephant in the room. But I'm happy to talk about it. And we need to talk about it. We have to. If we're going to get through all of this, we've got to address these big problems that are facing America. But the other side, they like to play the race cards. And you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to be silenced by these thugs. I'm just not. The reality is that Joe Biden and Dick Durbin and the Democrat Party have never repented of their racist past. Not once. Not once have they done that. They haven't. And back in the early 2000s, when Miguel Estrada was destroyed. And folks, I would just encourage you to Google and Chip. Congressman Roy didn't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it on the air. But what they did to this man, a good and decent man, whose only crime was to be Latino. That was it. Democrats had to destroy him. And they destroyed his family. And it's a horrible, horrible thing that happened to him and his family. Wouldn't wish that on anybody, not even Dick Durbin. But this is where we are. So, yeah, I'm going to call him out. I'm going to call the Democrats out every single time they play that race card because I'm sick and tired of it. I live in the middle of a city, and unfortunately, many people in this city are afraid to speak out because they're afraid of being called a racist. I've been called every name under the book, folks. They can't, you know, I've been there, done that. So that's why I'm happy to fight these fights, not just here in Memphis, but all over America. We're willing to stand up and fight for you. Somebody's got to do it. And we're happy to take on that challenge every single day here. By the way, Newsmax reporting from our Liberty University studios, Johns Hopkins University researchers say all those lockdowns in the United States and Europe, turns out they had little to no impact in reducing China virus deaths. And remember what the woke evangelicals told us. If you love your neighbor, you'll stay inside your house. You won't go to church. That's what they told us. And it turned out, didn't matter a hill of beans. There you go. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Hey, newsletter coming out very shortly. Might want to go ahead and sign up over at toddstearns.com. Get out there. Have a great day and be good, America.